Gunner's been the face of our foundation since he was diagnosed back in 1993. He was passed his second birthday in 1994. He was 3 years old. That was his first golf tournament at Sands Point, and here he is at 33. And quite frankly, it's nothing short of a miracle that he and others like him are here. It's due in large part to the way that he was raised. His mom took care of him like he meant the world to her and to all of us. And, of course, he had to support that fight and taking care of himself, which he has done and has done so well. And then 2018, a major breakthrough. So there he is, Gunnar Esiason. Gunnar, it's great to see you, bud.
Hey, everyone. We're going to have to stop saying my age eventually. You keep getting older.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, when we first started this thing, the median age, and I know you hate talking about median age when it comes to cystic fibrosis, was 19. And I remember Dr. Wilmot, your first doctor, told us that he thought you'd be able to go to college, and you end up going to Boston College, but then you graduate and you come out of Boston College and you felt like you were at end stage illness, which would have meant a double lung transplant.
Yeah, some pretty rough days back then. When I graduated, basically felt as though I was close to end stage disease. I mean, if you remember back then, I was in and out of the hospital almost every other month, if not more frequently. Lots of time at interventional radiology at Northwell Health in Manhasset, and then also even more time at Columbia in New York City. But cystic fibrosis is fortunately a really positive story. I think we like to say that we've played a small part in that, and you know, we've done that in parallel to the National CF Foundation and all the other patients and families out there across the world who have marshaled this disease to where it is today, to the point where I am in my 30s and able to be quite healthy on a Monday morning here, ready to play golf.
Yeah, not only are you in your 30s, you're married and you have two of your own children, which is even more of a miracle, because men who are born with cystic fibrosis basically are born with a natural vasectomy. You don't have a vas deferens, so therefore you can't become the biological father unless you do what you did. And I know you and Gio had a funny interaction on our show about the differences about IVF and how it changed your life and what you had to go through compared to what he had to go through.
Yeah, I mean, IVF is one of those technologies that's just amazing. It's right. It really is a miracle in a science experiment. I don't want to relive my part of it, for sure. But I mean, as you know, like the woman's side of IVF is so much more difficult than any thing that the men have to go through, and my wife Darcy's done a great job with it. Now we're blessed to have two healthy young little kids.
Yeah, and the program that you guys have started as the foundation continues to make steps forward with IVF and CF is just, it's so fun to watch, because you sort of unveiled this at one of the booming celebrations, and you know, IVF's important to our family, and to see some of the people living with CF to get the grants to be able to have a family is like, I mean, I can't, like, that's one of those things where you can't but cry when you see it. So how's that program going so far?
Yeah, you know, I think the foundation in a lot of ways has mirrored my life and sort of the needs that I've had as a patient with CF. And as we've now gotten older, and a lot of patients are much more healthier because of Trikafta and the medications that are now supporting livelihoods with CF, we've launched the IVF assistance program for adults with CF who want to be to do family building. So today we've awarded 22 grants, 17 men, 5 women with CF. Women with CF also have infertility for various reasons, and to date we've had 5 BEF babies who have been born.
Wow.
So when this golf outing started 31 years ago, it was all about extending lives, and now we're at a point where the foundation is giving life. So
yeah,
if that's not the sign of medical progress, then I'm not sure what is.
And it's so important for people who don't know, I mean, the process of IVF, if your insurance company does not cover it, is just it's massive, and you got to make a decision, you know, as we did, you know, how deep are you going to go into your pocket to make this happen? And, you know, you should say, like, well, it's priceless to have a family, but there is a price, because it gets to a point where you're like, I'm underwater. So these grants are just, it's massive for families.
And this is where the intersection of golf in my life changes the lives of so many other CF people, because I was on a golf trip with a guy whose name is Adam. I won't use his last name. He knows if he's listening now who I'm talking about, because he had a hook took into one of these infertility clinics, and it's called Kind Body. And he gave me an opportunity to call into to them, to talk to them if they would want to do a program with us. And then Gunnar's wife, Darcy, basically took over that program because of what IVF has meant to their family. And then next thing you know, we have a partnership with Kind Body, and that Kind Body relationship is what kicked off this whole thing. And it all happened on a golf course.
Yeah,
absolutely. And Kind Body's been a great partner, and it's since expanded to also include Boston IVF, which is a little bit of a misnomer. It's also a national IVF network, and they've both been fantastic partners. Today it's about $300,000 awarded to CF families. So while we've only had five babies so far, we're definitely expecting more. We've got about four on the way so far, beyond those five initial who have been born, and we're hoping for the best for the rest of our families.